Federal health data show Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Indiana have rates of hep C infections twice the national average. The high incidence is mainly driven by an increase in needle drug use due to the opioid crisis. Emma Roberts is with the Harm Reduction Coalition. She says the funding could be used for syringe exchange programs, possibly expanding into HIV and hep C testing.
If it's a health department or a community-based organization that's already providing the testing services, how can they maybe integrate syringe service programming? Because this is new for a lot of people in this region, so they're still learning about the best practices and the ways to do this.
The coalition in the fall will request proposals from stakeholders to put the funding to use. I'm Lisa Gillespie with the Ohio Valley Resource.